The Family of Imran. Surah Ali Imran. Themes of the Surah. This Surah is about remaining firm on Islam after it has been perfectly explained, and it aims to dispel the doubts of the people of the scripture, especially the Christians. Explanation. It is so named because of the mention of the family of Imran in verse 33. Alif, Lam, Mim. The placement of such letters has been discussed at the beginning of Surah Al-Baqarah. They indicate the inability of the Arabs to bring a Quran like this one, despite the fact that it is composed of letters similar to the ones at the beginning of this surah, which also from the parts of their own speech. Allah is the one who alone deserves to be worshipped. He is the one who lives perfectly, without any death or deficiency. He exists by himself and is not in need of any of his creation. The creation only exists through him and is always in need of him. He has revealed to you, O Prophet, the Quran with true stories and just laws that are in agreement with the previous divine books, and there is no contradiction between all these divine books. Before revealing the Quran to you, he revealed the Torah to Moses and the Gospel to Jesus. All of these divine books contained guidance and directed people to the best of this world and the afterlife. He revealed the criterion to differentiate between truth and falsehood, and between guidance and misguidance. Disbelievers in the verses Allah has revealed to you will receive a severe punishment. Allah is mighty and nothing can overpower him. He is also able to take retribution from those who reject his messengers and go against his instruction. Nothing in the earth or heaven is hidden from Allah. He knows everything, whether it is open or hidden. He is the one who creates you in different forms in the wombs of your mothers, as he wills, as male and female, handsome and ugly, black and white. There is no one worthy of being worshipped with love and reverence besides him. He is mighty and cannot be overpowered. He is wise in his planning and legislation. O Prophet, he is the one who revealed to you the Quran, which contains verses with clear and unambiguous meaning, and these represent the majority of the book and are the reference point when there is disagreement. It also contains other verses that may have more than one meaning and are puzzling for most people. Those who seek other than the truth leave the clear verses and focus on the unclear ones, trying to create doubts and mislead people and interpret them to suit their corrupt views. No one knows the true meaning of such verses besides Allah. Those who are firm in knowledge say, "We have faith in the entire Quran, because it is all from Allah." They interpret the unclear verses according to the clear ones. Only those who have sound minds pay attention to this. The ones firm in knowledge say, "O Lord, do not let our hearts move away from the truth after you have shown it to us. Save us from what happened to those who moved away from the truth. Give us, from your vast mercy, that which will guide our hearts and protect us from misguidance. Our Lord, you are the one who gives much. Our Lord, you are going to call all people back to you, to hold them to account on a day on which there is no doubt. Our Lord, you do not break promises." Beneficial points. Allah has established proof against the creation and left them no excuse for disbelief by sending messengers and books to guide them to the truth and warn them against falsehood. Allah's knowledge is perfect, and He knows everything about His creation. Nothing in the heavens or earth is hidden from Him, whether it is open or hidden. One of the principles of the people of faith who are firm in knowledge is that they interpret the unclear verses by referring to the clear ones. A person should pray to Allah for firmness on the truth and for guidance, especially at the time of trouble and disagreements amongst the people. The wealth and children of the disbelievers in Allah and His Messenger will not protect them from Allah's punishment in this world, nor in the afterlife. Such disbelievers will be the fuel with which hell will be lit on the day of resurrection. The case of these disbelievers is like that of the people of Pharaoh and those before them who disbelieved in Allah and denied His signs. As a result, Allah punished them for their sins. Their wealth and children did not benefit them. Allah is severe in punishing those who disbelieve in Him and His signs. O Messenger, say to those who disbelieve, no matter what their religion, the believers will defeat you and you will die as disbelievers. Allah will then gather you in the fire of hell. What an evil resting place it will be for you. There was a clear sign and lesson in the two groups that met to fight in the battle of Badr. One group was made up of believers, and this was the Prophet, peace be upon him, and his companions. They were fighting for Allah's sake and in order to raise His word against the word of those who disbelieve. The other group consisted of the disbelievers of Mecca, who had come out in pride and for show. The believers actually saw the disbelievers as being double their real number, but Allah helped His allies. Allah gives His support to whomever He wishes, and that there is a lesson and a warning for those of inside to realize that the help of Allah can come to the believers even though they may be few in number, and that defeat can come to those on falsehood even though they may be great in number. Allah tells us that He has made the love of desirable things of this world attractive to people in order to test them. These desirable things include women, children, wealth, in the form of gold and silver, that is overflowing and piled up, beautiful trained horses, livestock, such as camels, cows, and sheep, as well as farmlands, all of which is the enjoyment of the life of the world, which lasts only for a short while. A believer should not become attached to these things, as Allah has kept the best place of return for him, the paradise that is as wide as the heavens and the earth. Since the pleasures of the world will come to an end, Allah tells us in the next verse about that which is better. O Messenger, say, shall I tell you about something better than those desirable things, those who are mindful of Allah by fulfilling His commands and avoiding His prohibitions? Will have gardens with trees and palaces overlooking flowing streams, in which they will live eternally. They will also have wives who will be free from any defects in their form or character. In addition, they will gain the pleasure of Allah, and Allah will never be angry with them. Allah sees the actions of His servants. Nothing is hidden from Him, and He will recompense them for what they do. Beneficial points. A disbeliever's wealth and children will be of no use to him on the day of resurrection against the punishment of Allah. Victory, in reality, is not dependent on numbers and preparation, but on Allah's assistance and support. Allah has made various forms of desirable things of the world attractive as a test for people. He knows those who observe His limits from those who overstep them. All the enjoyment and pleasures of the world are only for a little while and cannot be compared to the eternal bliss of the afterlife.